Let's Talk Pets.
Let's Talk Pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
There's nothing like a shaggy dog, baby. They're shagadelic. And this is the place to find out how to achieve harmony in the household with your pets. Yeah, peace, harmony, pet power. Holy shih tzu, baby. You'll learn how to keep your pets from chewing your shoes or eating your cat. It's all about relationships, baby. You and your pet... pet. So tune in, turn on, and get ready for the positively grooviest pet podcast on the planet. Ooh, that's a lot of peas, baby, isn't it?
What's this show called?
Oh, Behave!
No, really, what's this show called?
Oh, Behave! With your shagadelic host, Arden Moore. What's happening, Arden? Yeah, baby, yeah. Tell us.
Welcome to the Oh, Behave show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. We're going to the dogs today, and not just any dogs, but Hollywood ones. Yes, you're in for a treat today. Our guests today represent a who's who in movie land. That's right, we're having the star-filled cast of Beverly Hills Chihuahua right here, right now. This is the new must-see movie from Disney. All these stars, so little time. So let's get started. First, big woofs and paws up to our first guest, Andy Garcia, an actor who brings to life any role he takes on. Godfather 3, Ocean's 11, 12, 13, and more. And now he lends his leading man voice to the character Delgado, a streetwise German shepherd who comes to the rescue of Chloe, a very pampered Beverly Hills Chihuahua who suddenly finds herself lost in the streets of Mexico. Welcome to the show, Andy. Nice to meet you.
How are you?
Good. We're going to talk more with Andy and what it was like being Beverly Hills Chihuahua, voice only, right after this commercial break.
Would you like to go out? Well, actually, I was talking to your owner. I meant on a date, baby. Yeah, you and me. Oh, Behave! We'll be right back after these groovy, shagadelic messages. Oh, yeah.
Do you love your dog? Then you'll love feeding him mouth-watering, all-natural treats, lovingly handmade by a professional caterer who wanted the very best for her dogs. Make no mistake about it, these are not ordinary dog treats. These are doggy delights, like breakfast banana biscotti, honey bear peanut butter balls, yummy apple cinnamon mini cakes, and so much more. Your dog will howl in delight. And now you can get a scrumptious sample pack by going to dingersdogtreats.com. It's a $25 value, yours for just $9.95 through this special radio offer. That's D-I-N-G-E-R-S, dingersdogtreats.com. Every one of these gourmet doggy treats is handmade from the finest ingredients and taste tested on our own dogs. Your dog will love them. Get $25 worth of doggy delights now for just $9.95. Go to dingersdogtreats.com now. That's D-I-N-G-E-R-S, dingersdogtreats.com. Yum.
Pick up something unique at A Bone to Pick Dog Boutique. A Bone to Pick has cool hip fashions for big and small dogs that will have their tails wagging in style. Cat products too. ABONE-TO-PICK.com. Check out our eco-friendly pet products and gifts for humans too. ABONE-TO-PICK.com. Get your pet's mouth watering monthly with our Gourmet Treat of the Month Club and join A Bone to Pick's free birthday club for your puppy. ABONE-TO-PICK.com. Pick up something special for your best friend at A Bone to Pick. ABONE-TO-PICK.com. Get 10% off with coupon code PETLIFE.
New York, the glitz, the glamour, the exciting Mutt-tropolis, the sparkling kitty city that never sleeps. Join us each week for Pets in the City with your host, Diane West. Celebrity pet sightings, hot events, and news and reviews with the hottest movers, shakers, and tail waggers in New York. So take a bite out of the Big Apple with Pets in the City every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Oh.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
We're switched back on, baby. Yeah, so let's talk pets with our smashing host, pet edutainer Arden Moore, and the groovy show that's cool, baby. Really shagadelic. Oh, behave!
Well, we're back, and again, we're very happy to have Andy Garcia on here. Andy, thank you for being on Oh Behave on Pet Life Radio.
My pleasure.
You know, there's a lot of challenge. You've got quite a range in acting. You've been in a lot of movies from, you know, The Godfather 3 to Ocean's 11, 12, 13. There might be Ocean's 50. I don't know the way the movie's going. But what's the challenge of acting, not just with one or two dogs, but more than 200, including from Chihuahuas to German Shepherds in the Beverly Hills Chihuahua movie?
Well, I never acted with the dogs, you know, although I did take my, I play a German Shepherd in the film, and I did meet him. I took him to lunch before we started shooting, and we got to know each other. And then what the process was, for people who might be curious, is that myself and Drew Barrymore, who I do all of my scenes with, we were in the same soundstage, and we played all our scenes out, and they had cameras on us very close, you know, like headshots, to get any kind of expression or any, you know, the way our mouth might move or so forth, so they can then animate the animal's mouth or have some sort of guideline that they might want to use. And so we did that, and they went off and shot the movie and had the animals that had been trained to act out these scenes. They cut that together, edited it together, came back, brought us back into the studio for some embellishments. So they would say, you know, this line we did, we test the movie, maybe it's not as funny, what if you say this? Or you see how the dog, when Delgado, my German Shepherd, was running that way and he turned or he shook that leg for some reason, it's kind of funny, what would you think you would say? And then we could sort of improvise over the image and so things like that. So it was sort of like a three-tier process, you know.
Well, did you see that as a challenge, or was that something you thought, wow, this is kind of new, it's different from some of the other roles I've played?
Well, from the point of view that any part you play is a challenge, because you're trying to, you know, get to the sense of truth and who the character is and find that inside of you, personalize it. And it's, the process is the same, you know, other than you're not physically playing the part, you're playing it through your voice, you know. You're physicalizing a little bit as you're playing the scenes in the studio, but none of that would be on camera, you know. If you're sad or if you're angry, whatever, that's still going to manifest itself in your physicality, but ultimately it's going to be the dog that's going to do it, not you, you know.
That's true. Let's talk about your character, Delgado. He's played by a German Shepherd whose real name is Samson, and if it wasn't for Delgado, I guess Chloe, the very pampered white Chihuahua from Beverly Hills, would be in a whole world of trouble, right?
Yes, well, you know, she gets, as you know, kidnapped or dognapped, and gets thrown into the dog fights in Tijuana. It's about
to become
a dog meat or lunch for a very large Doberman Pinscher played by Edward James Olmos.
So tell us about your character, Delgado.
He is a dog that's in the dog fights, who we find out is an ex-police dog who's there, as we find out through the story, who has lost his sense of smell, and because of that, his ability to be a complete police dog. And he gets basically abandoned and ends up into this, the world of dog fights. So he has this, the reason he lost his sense of smell is because he had a traumatic experience with his handler, who he lost in a sort of gunfight and an arrest. And it was traumatic for him and basically blocked his sense of smell. So he I guess wasn't deemed to be useful anymore, and he ended up being put into the pound, or in this case, the dog fights.
Yikes. You know, I was doing sniffing around your biography, and there was a quote that's pretty indicative. It says, you said once, "I spent 7 years without working, so if they're making cop movies, I play cops." And at the time, I guess you had two kids to bring up, and now you have three. So here you are again. It's your voice, but you're still playing a good guy.
Well,
you have four now.
I can't call my oldest daughter. The one's 25 and one's 21. I don't think they want, and the other one is 18 and senior in high school, so hopefully they probably don't want me to call them kids, but we always look at them as kids, our kids, you know.
Yeah, that's great. And I just wanted to ask you, you know, with this movie and all that, what do you see as the message for people of all ages when they check out Beverly Hills Chihuahua?
Well, I think the beauty of the script, first of all, it's, you know, very well written, very charming, but I think for me, you know, I think the message of sort of embracing your cultural identity and knowing that in that there is your true power comes, and sort of the dignity of embracing your culture is a very important message, you know. And even though we all are Americans, America is built by a very diverse group of different cultures, you know, and we're all Americans together, and yet we all still embrace our cultural heritage. that it's specific, whether you're Irish or Italian and or Mexican in this case, or Cuban like myself.
Or a mutt like me, you know? I'm many blends. I know you did leave Cuba at age 5, and you strike me as somebody that is an actor who never takes a job for granted. You seem to embrace, and you're very selective on your roles. And, I mean, here we have an Academy Award and Golden Globe nominee, but may surprise people, you've won Grammys.
Yes, I've been involved in music for a long period. It's a great passion of mine, and I work with a great maestro who I did initially a documentary on in the early 90s. His name is Israel Lopez, known as more popularly as Cachao. Died this past year at the age of 87. He was the inventor of the mambo, and I was able to sort of, as it happens many times in the life of some of these sort of forgotten geniuses, able to bring some attention into his life, and we started recording again together, and it was an association I'm very proud of.
Oh, that's great. You've also been honored as Father of the Year as well, and got a star in your Walk of Fame, so that's not too shabby, right?
No. I've been blessed. I can't have no complaints.
All right. If you compared this role to some of the others, a lot of people like in USA Today, they were describing the movie Beverly Hills Chihuahua as a sort of a cross between Lady and the Tramp meets Homeward Bound. What was the special challenge and the special beauty of her, the perk did you like best about being part of this?
Ultimately, it's about the material itself. You have to read the script and go, how well is this written? You know, how well is it structured? Is it going to work as a film? You know, am I engaged in it? Am I stimulated by it when I read it? And all those things was very evident from the first script that I read, you know. And then when they called, they said, would I like to do this? And they said, George Lopez is a dear friend of mine. He's going to play Poppy, and Drew's going to do Chloe. And I said, yeah, it's beautiful. Let's go. You know, it was in great company, very talented people with a great piece of material and with a great message. So what was there to shy away from, you know?
Not at all. And your character has a pivotal role in this movie as well. You said you did get to hang out with Samson a little bit ahead of time. And what's this dog's personality?
Well, I took him, you know, I said immediately, like, you know, whenever you're playing someone that actually exists, you know, and if you're able to talk to him, that's important, you know.
So, right.
You know, I took him out to lunch and we hung out. I invited him over to my office, which is in one of a house I own, a second home of mine. And we had lunch. We went in the yard. We played ball a little bit, you know, and, you know, I just took some pictures of him, you know, and, you know, we just kind of just wanted to check him out, see what his soul was, what I felt from his spirit, what I got from him, you know. He was a very noble, very, you know, sort of grounded, you know, noble dog. You know, he wasn't aggressive at all. He was a very, very easy to love. And so it was a challenge to bring out the lost pain in the dog, you know, because he really, I could see like in his face, it could be a quality about it, but it just wasn't his nature really, you know.
Yeah.
So I hopefully brought something to the table.
And speaking of the table, what did Samson, a.k.a. Delgado, enjoy for lunch? Compliments of Andy Garcia.
Well, you know, the thing was that his trainer who came with him brought him his own special diet. So.
Oh, okay.
I offered some of my pasta in the spirit of Lady and the Tramp, but he said, no, we appreciate it, but he's on a very specific diet. So that's an honor.
Well, that's great. So what's up next for you, Andy? What's another project you're going to be working on?
I think the next thing that might come out after this, and I'm not sure because sometimes movies come out, they surprise you when they're coming out, but I know I did a movie with Steve Martin, which is the sequel to his Pink Panther, that I think it's coming out in February.
Okay.
But there might be something else before that. I'm not sure. There's a couple other independent movies that I did that could sneak out, and sometimes they surprise you when they decide they want to, you know, distribute it, you know.
Well, that sounds good. I guess the only Kevin Bacon-like similarities you and I have is I used to cover the Florida university systems for a newspaper in Florida, the Sun Sentinel, and I remember that you went to Florida International University years ago. So that was a good start. That's where you got your acting start, right?
That's where I went to. Well, I started acting formally at Miami-Dade South. I started taking there, even though I took some in high school. I took one or two classes. Then I kept studying at the Miami-Dade South, and then I transferred. At that time, FIU was only a two-year school. And it's like 78 I left there, so it was like 76, 77, 78 that time period. Transferred to FIU and kept studying there, yes.
Well, it was an honor to have you on. If I made pasta, I would certainly give it to you and treat you. You've been a great guest. I do hope that Disney's Beverly Hills Chihuahua hits a home run and gets the real message about, you know, everybody, we're all in a blend, if you will, and heroes come in all different sizes, it sounds like.
No doubt about it.
All right. Well, thank you, Andy, very much for being on our show.
Very good. Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye. Well, we're not done, listeners. We've got the cast from Beverly Hills Chihuahua right after this commercial break.
Would you like to go out? Well, actually, I was talking to your owner. I meant on a date, baby. Yeah, you and me. Oh, behave. We'll be right back after these groovy, shagadelic messages. Oh, yeah.
Flight 291 is now boarding. All passengers, please proceed to gate 4.
And who's this traveling with us today?
This is Bailey. She's never flown Midwest Airlines before.
Hi, Bailey. She'll be fine. We take special care of our traveling pets. In fact, our Premier Pet Program was created by an employee and dog lover who believes that pets should be handled as precious cargo. And they are. Oh, and they earn travel rewards, too.
Oh, good.
Thanks for flying Midwest Airlines, Bailey. Enjoy your flight. Visit MidwestAirlines.com. Pet Life Radio presents Paranormal Pets, where you can always expect the unexpected. Each week we'll discuss all aspects of weird or spiritual animal encounters, ghosts, totems, psychic animals, animal souls, animal angels, and animals in religion, with a little cryptozoology thrown in. Step into the supernatural world of pets with your Paranormal Pets ghostly host, Dusty Rainbolt, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
We're switched back on, baby. Yeah, so let's talk pets with our smashing host, pet edutainer Arden Moore, and the groovy show that's cool, baby. Really shagadelic. Oh, behave!
Welcome back to the Oh Behave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host. Wow, that was great being able to talk to Andy Garcia, who plays Delgado, a German shepherd who protects Chloe in Beverly Hills Chihuahua. Well, we're not done, listeners. We've got the whole studio filled with the cast from Beverly Hills Chihuahua. They're being quite polite and quiet, like little chihuahuas, wouldn't you say? So we're going to get right at it. First up is Drew Barrymore. She plays the lead character, Chloe, a very pampered white chihuahua who suddenly finds herself in Mexico. Drew, describe your part, please.
I play Chloe. She's a Beverly Hills Chihuahua, and she's a very privileged little girl, and she goes on an adventure, and she becomes aware of, you know, who she is and what should be important to her, and things are sort of at face value in her world, and I think she goes deeper and figures a lot of stuff out about life and what's important and about herself, and comes back around a very empowered little chihuahua. So I like that.
So Drew, tell us what it was like to play next to George Lopez. He plays Poppy in this movie.
It was so much fun for me to work with George. He was just so great, and I think Poppy is so alive because of his voice. And Poppy and Chloe are, you know, Poppy works at the house, and I think Chloe overlooks him. And I think throughout the story, she realizes that Poppy is someone that has always been enamored with her and likes her, someone who's always protected her and tried to show off for her. And I think someone who genuinely cares for her. And I think she has that realization out on the road. Wow, there's someone back at home who's been great to me all along, and I didn't see it. It was right in front of my eyes, and I was blind to it.
Well put, Drew. Now, last question. I know your time is limited here. What do you see as the message of this movie?
I think as fun as this movie is, it has really positive messages. And I think families can go to see it and have a good time watching it, but come out with their heart being affected and saying, these are values I agree with and I think are important for my children and myself. And I like, it's an honor to be a part of films like that.
Muchas gracias, Señorita Drew. That's it for my Spanish. Next up, we have the very talented, the very funny George Lopez. George, thanks for being on Oh Behave, and describe your role of Poppy.
I play Poppy, who is in love with Chloe, which is Drew Barrymore's character. I worked with Drew the first time that we got together. I thought it was great. I mean, you know, I'm at home watching TV, and then 30 minutes later, I'm singing to Drew Barrymore through a glass partition. I thought, I mean, how great is Hollywood, man? I mean, in Burbank, you could sing to Drew Barrymore through plastic. So my dog is in love with her. He's kind of like a, he works with the landscaper, Sam, and he kind of helps him out as his dog. And then he sees this beautiful vision, you know, Chloe, and he falls in love with her. And then she, you know, disappears, and it's his quest to find his love.
That's great, George. So describe this connection, this Chloe character, from your perspective.
Chloe is, the voice, Drew, did a great job of, because that dog is really pampered and has booties and is carried everywhere and is dressed in tiaras and the gowns and stuff. And when she gets lost, she has to find herself in it. So I think Drew did a great job of giving that character a personality that grew as the movie progresses.
Well, I guess that's one chihuahua to another, scratching one's back to another. That's very complimentary of you to talk about Drew. So for the folks out there, what can they look forward to in this movie?
I think you can look forward to laughing a lot. And I think you'll say, as they always say, how do they make the dogs do that? And there are some stunt dogs, but for the most part, those dogs are all working and doing all the things themselves. And I think that doesn't happen unless you have a great crew of people. So the movie has a message about finding yourself and finding your voice and finding out who you are. But also, it's very funny with some great dogs and also some very attractive people.
Thank you very much, George. That was very kind of you to stop into the studio. Next up, third is a charm, one of my favorite all-time actresses, Jamie Lee Curtis. And she plays the role of Aunt Viv. Hey, Jamie, welcome to the show, and describe your character.
Chloe is Viv's dog, her pet chihuahua, that she's had for a very long time, since she was a little puppy. And she's just in love with her. She puts all of her energy and talent that she puts into her company, she puts into her dog. She probably spoils her rotten. The dog gets, you know, treated like a child, like a very pampered child. But it's done with only the spirit of somebody who loves someone and wants to make them happy.
That's very sweet, Jamie Lee. And, you know, you were surrounded by lots of fur, lots of dogs in the show. I wanted to get your thoughts on how these dogs performed in Beverly Hills Chihuahua.
It's been fascinating to watch how they train, how often they train them, and then how they sort of do the repetitive action. And then once you're rolling, how the dog trainers kind of work while you're acting. And it's been a fascinating learning experience, and not without its bumps. And sometimes these kind of miraculous moments occur and you're all just going, wow, that was almost like they understood every, you know, there's moments that really do take your breath away. And Angel, who's playing Chloe, is just a really beautiful animal.
Well, you've been charmed by Angel. I understand you also were pretty much charmed by the performance of Drew.
When they hired Drew Barrymore to play Chloe, you know it's going to be funny because she's just got that great delivery. And Chloe is a very funny animal, and she has very funny dialogue. So there's this wonderful light thread of humor through it.
Well, for keeping score, Drew Barrymore, you are scoring many bonus points from all your co-stars. Next up, thank you again, Jamie Lee Curtis. Next up, we have Edward James Olmos. He plays the part of El Diablo. And welcome to the show. And please, if you could, describe what this movie is all about in your point of view.
It's a family film at the highest level. Adults will enjoy it as much as children. And so that's really the ultimate goal that anyone could ever have in making something. It's fun for the whole family. And basically the story is a very simple story, one that I find to be, because it was done with chihuahuas and the way that they've done it, really, really well done. I found it to be very enjoyable. And they really make you go into that world. And it's a beautiful journey, just a wonderful story.
Thanks, Edward. That's the type of trip you want to have many frequent miles on to cash in on. Now, let's get to your part of El Diablo.
So I become the nemesis against the good of what's about to happen to her. I'm the opposite. I become everything that she has to fear in the journey. And I'm constantly looking for her.
Well, with your deep voice, I'm already scared. I got to admit that, Edward. And finally, what else would you like to add before you have to go on to your next cool movie about Beverly Hills Chihuahua?
The landscaper has a Chihuahua that he got out of the, he rescued from the pound. And this little Chihuahua is just beautiful. And he's a very fun-loving, and very romantic Chihuahua. And he falls in love with her, of course. And so when she disappears, he tries to go out and find her. And that's the story. The story is of this love that finally culminates at the very end of the movie through the tortures of the pains of what they have to go through to find each other and be together. It's a wonderful, delightful story.
Wow. I guess I should better say Chihuahua. This sounds like a love story for the four-leggers. Next up, we have the very funny, the very talented Cheech Marin. And let's, first of all, thank you for being on the show. And I guess this animation sort of tickled you. Describe that, would you, Cheech?
The two characters that we play, Paul Rodriguez and I, are a rat and an iguana. And they're totally animated. And that flipped me out how wonderful the animation is, the computer animation. I thought they were real rats. And I was going, how'd you get the rat to do that in that position? It was like, he's really good at rat actor, you know. But it was amazing. And we, the contrast between our characters worked really well for the story.
Okay, Cheech, so I understand you're playing a rat named Manuel. So describe us a little bit about your character.
I play Manuel, he's a rat, he's a con rat. And they find this necklace, this diamond necklace that kind of propels the story, and they're looking for the lost Chihuahua that had a diamond necklace, and we find this and keep following it. We get it, we lose it, we lose it, we get it. And it's a really fun little storyline, but the chemistry between Paul and I is very good.
Hey, that's excellent. It sounds like you're having some fun there with Paul Rodriguez. So what about the character Chloe?
Chloe is a Chihuahua who is a Beverly Hills Chihuahua. She's a white Chihuahua, very rare, an albino Chihuahua, that gets lost in Mexico, and she has to try to find her way back. And people are after her because she has this diamond necklace. And there's a lot of different factions that want her for very different reasons. And her owners, obviously.
Hey, Cheech, big paws up to you. Thank you very much for being on the O Behave Show. And of natural sequence, we should follow up with Paul Rodriguez. He plays the iguana named Chico. So again, you know, we were talking to Cheech about this animation. What's your take, Paul?
What they're able to do with computerized animation is incredible. When you realize they're able to sync your intonations, your moods, your lips, and really sit there and help you suspend my belief that that iguanas do talk.
Okay, I'm just trying to wrap my hands around and my thoughts around a talking iguana. But I'm going to do my best, Paul. So this Beverly Hills movie, what's your take? Who should go see it?
It's refreshing to have a product out there that mom, dad, and the kids can sit there and just enjoy, you know. This movie, if it has a subliminal message, it's a good one, you know. It tells you to basically you have to get in touch with your past, you know. As it something you've heard before, you know, you need to know where you come from to know where you're going.
Well, that sounds good, Paul, but tell us, how should people feel at the end of the movie?
You walk out knowing and feeling like you went on a journey, you know, and it is a journey. Not metaphorically, I mean, literally, it's a journey. It's about these animals that have human values, you know, and it's the oldest message ever. It's the battle between good and evil, and both of those things exist in all of us.
Hey, Paul, thank you very much. I think you described it to a T, and I appreciate you being on the show. We're going pretty good. We're up to number 7 on our list of cool Hollywood folks in this movie, Beverly Hills Chihuahua. And we now have Piper Perabo. She plays Rachel, who is the niece to Aunt Viv, played by Jamie Lee Curtis, if you're keeping a scorecard. Hey, Piper, thank you for getting on the show with us. And I understand you're quite a pet lover on your own.
I think that this film is really cute. I like adventure movies, and I think I've had dogs of my own, so I know that they can be a little temperamental. And I like, too, that the two sort of main characters are really opposites and they're sort of stuck together. And that kind of friction, I think, can be really funny and good.
That's well put, Piper. Now, people want to know, what is the main role that you play as your character, Rachel, in Beverly Hills Chihuahua?
I play Rachel Ash, and I'm a sort of flaky, a little maybe self-centered Beverly Hills young woman. And I have to watch my aunt's dog while she's out of the country. And I'm not a very good babysitter. And when my friends decide to go to Mexico for the weekend, I take the dog with me, and I lose her.
Oops, that's not good. But then again, that makes for a basis for a good movie, right, Piper? So last question I wanted to ask you, if you had to look back and look at how this was all orchestrated, how would you describe this movie?
With a movie like this where there's like special effects and jokes and animals, the kind of putting it all together to get the timing right gets really complicated. And every day I'm so thankful for Raja just so that we... The timing of comedy and film can be so tricky, and I really trust him that he knows, you know, these are the beats, this is the moment, we got it, or go again. And he keeps a real eye and ear on the sort of comic beats and tempo of the film. It's everything.
Hey, thanks, Pipe. I do want to make sure that I'm not having two left feet and keeping in my tempo. And our next guest from the cast of Beverly Hills Chihuahua is Maury Sterling. He plays the character Rafferty. And hey, Maury, welcome to the show, and describe this Rafferty character.
He's the bad guy. He's very bad. Muy malo. I kidnapped the Chihuahua. I had to do this horrible thing where I had to pick up Chloe and the little angel dog and throw her down and like the pre-fight. I felt terrible. It was awful. I was like, this isn't fun. Here I am, supposed to be the bad guy. He's kind of not real smart. Not real smart at all. Works for his boss, Vasquez. Seems to like to cause trouble, get in trouble.
Hey, Maury, every great movie needs a bad guy, so I'm glad you're playing the part of Rafferty. Looking at this from your perspective, though, there's a lot of other four-legged stars in this movie, so describe your impressions on how they were able to get all these chihuahuas to do what they did in the movie.
Watching the guys and gals work with the dogs is really extraordinary. I've never seen anything like it. The specificity that they get with these animals is just, it's incredible. So my hat's off to Mike Alexander and all his people for their work, because, I mean, that's the bulk of the film, and it's incredible that they can get this story told, and Raja too, so I think that's pretty incredible.
Well, the movie's in the can, it's in the theaters now, so any last comments before you have to dash off, Maury?
I think it's going to be fun. I think it's funny. I think it's a story that everybody can relate to, you know. So just having to change everything you've known and have a whole new experience and survive through it and come out better on the other side. You know, Chloe has this great transformation of going and finding herself and her old Chihuahua heritage and the whole deal that, you know, we all can relate to that.
Thanks, Maury. I'm really glad you could join us on the show. And last but not least is the very amazing, and I just love the way your name sounds. It just rolls off your tongue. Placido Domingo. Welcome to the show. You play Monty. So tell us what the special appeal is it for you to be in this movie.
Exciting thing about, for me to do the movie, first of all, are my grandchildren. I mean, of course, every film of Disney, you know, they are crazy about. And I have, you know, my status has really grown a lot since I have accepted to do the film. It's a wonderful thing to please your grandchildren.
Yes, I know a lot of grandchildren out there are going to be tugging on their grandma and grandpas to get them to take them to the movies, especially Beverly Hills Chihuahua. Placido, please describe your role in this movie.
The character that I play is the Emperor Moctezuma, which of course is the a great personality, you know, from Mexico, he shows Chloe how beautiful is the people and how proud she should feel about being one of them, you know, which is a beautiful message.
Wow, you know what? Placido, I'm listening to your words, but I'm listening also to your wonderful, wonderful voice. When it comes to having to do a movie that has animation in it, describe for us how important is it, the voice, for all these characters?
It's a lot of like singing in a way. You know, you have to sing with your voice when you are putting your voice only for the. It's even more to, it's to emphasize more, you know, when you are really acting and you are speaking. But it's even more difficult when you know that the only thing they are going to hear is your voice, you know. So you have to emphasize best what you are saying, the text.
Wow, make that bow wow. We have just had the most amazing show, and I want to take this time right now to thank each and every one of you from the cast of Beverly Hills Chihuahua for being a guest on the O Behave Show. And let's start it off from the top. Andy Garcia, Drew Barrymore, George Lopez, Jamie Lee Curtis, Edward James Olmos, Cheech Marin, Paul Rodriguez, Piper Perabo, Maury Sterling, and Placido Domingo. Thank you. Gracias. Merci. This is it for my being trilingual. Hey, everybody, dash out. Go check out Beverly Hills Chihuahua. You're going to laugh. You're going to learn. And you're going to find out that some things are small but mighty. And it sounds like this message is very mighty, too. So that's it from the O Behave Show. I'm your host, Arden Moore. And I also thank Mark Winter, my cool producer. We've had a lot of fun on this very, very special show. You can learn more by just going to the PetLifeRadio.com site and sniff around and check us out. And until next time, this is your flea-free host, Arden Moore, saying just two words to all you two, three, and four-leggers out there. All behave!
There's nothing like a shaggy dog, baby. They're shagadelic. And this is the place to find out how to have harmony in the household with your pets. Oh, yeah. So stop by our pad every week and get switched on, baby. Switched on to the show that's all about attitude. Oh, behave. With your groovy host, pet edutainer Arden Moore. Yeah, baby, yeah. Every week on demand on PetLifeRadio.com.